This is Dr. Darren Imerino.
I'm Chad Tuthill, and we're with Hybrid EdTech Productions.
Today we're going to be talking about ancient Egypt, their religion, and mythology. It's important to note that in ancient Egypt, the country was really broken into two parts. So you had Upper and Lower Egypt. And it may not be what you would think as a Westerner, that it might seem like Lower Egypt would be in the south and north for Upper Egypt, but that's not the case. It's actually reversed. So Lower Egypt is where the Nile Delta, where it fans out and it drains into the Mediterranean. It's an issue of sort of like height of the land is what it is, where in the direction of flow of the Nile. That can be confusing if you're reading through various works, because they're always mentioning things that way, and if you didn't know, you'd be thinking about the completely wrong part of the country. So they're originally sort of split that way, and then they're united by the pharaoh Narmer. So this is around 3,100, approximately, BCE, obviously.
Long time ago.
Yeah, so a long time ago. And this was a very important period of time in ancient Egyptian history. You have sort of the beginning of hieroglyphs. You've got the unification. And the reason why we even know it was unified is there's something called the Narmer palette. It's like a ceremonial war palette, almost like a cosmetic palette where you could mix up war paint.